AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump talked to the American people tonight about what it takes to be a commander-in-chief. They did so at an NBC News forum on a floating museum in New York Harbor.
An absolute rock steadiness and mixed with strength to be able to make the hard decisions, because I've had the unique experience of watching and working with several presidents.
Donald Trump remained persistently vague about his plans for defeating the Islamic State group, insisting he privately has a blueprint for taking on the terror group, but wants to remain unpredictable. And Trump rejected claims that he used to be in favor of the war in Iraq.
You can look at Esquire magazine from 2004. You can look at before that. And I was against the war in Iraq because I said it's going to totally destabilize the Middle East, which it has. It has absolutely been a disastrous war.
Hillary Clinton defended her handling of classified information tonight while serving as Secretary of State.
I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously. When I traveled, I went into one of those little tents.
AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports FBI Director James Comey has told colleagues that the only difficult part about not charging Hillary Clinton in the State Department email scandal was deciding whether or not to offer a public explanation.
The FBI director did go public in an unprecedented move to explain why in July it was determined that Hillary Clinton would not be charged with mishandling sensitive information. But he says there really was not a prosecutable case, so this wasn't a difficult decision.
Director Comey says it wasn't even a close call to decide not to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her handling of classified information. This is AP Radio News. There was a lot of buzz on Capitol Hill today when one lawmaker from Florida resorted to show and tell while urging colleagues to approve more money to combat the Zika virus. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports.
Congressman David Jolly brought a little bit of South Florida with him in a jar as he took to the House floor.
I rise with about 100 mosquitoes straight from Florida.
Jolly blasted the ongoing congressional failure to approve $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus.
It is time to act. The politics of Zika have gone on far too long.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Senate Democrats are to blame for repeatedly blocking a funding measure.
They're just being wholly partisan with these endless filibusters.
Democrats say they'll approve the money once what they call poison pills are removed from the funding measure. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Stocks were nearly flat today on Wall Street, the Dow down 12 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.